Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hello and welcome to I'd Sooner Forget This, a podcast where guests share with you their most embarrassing things from their past. For example, when I was 15, I wrote a political poem called Your Country. The opening line is, "Hey Blair, what you gonna do? What you gonna do when your country leaves you?" I'm Daryl Smith, and joining me this week is Reardon DJ.
Good evening, Daryl.
Hi. Reardon is quite a new comedian on the West Country circuit who, at the time of recording, has just won the Bristol Heat of Chortle's Student Comedian of the Year 2017.
Yeah.
How's that feeling?
Yeah, it feels good. I suppose it hasn't sunk in yet, but I just watched the video, so it was pretty nice.
Like, the time you listen to this, Reardon could have won the semis, or not, isn't quite as positive as he is right now. Reardon, what have you dragged up from your past to share with us?
Well, I had a lot of things in my past. I had an eventful childhood. I suppose everyone did. I got a school project, a couple of mates and me. Did a project on the French Revolution, and we had to make a video diary of different events that occurred during it. And yeah, I'm glad to be sharing that with you today.
And how old are you at the time?
I was in year 8, so I would have been 12. And you can tell from my voice and looks that I have changed quite a bit.
So there's three videos.
There is three videos, yeah.
All linked. So
vaguely linked.
I'm really looking forward to this. Reardon, show us the first one.
Okay, so the first video. I should explain everything that's going on in that video, shouldn't I?
So what did we just see?
So that was a very accurate historical representation of the storming of the Bastille, which was the flashpoint at the beginning of the French Revolution. But from the video, viewers will be able to see that me and my friends, both called John, recorded it in a bathroom. So the video that we instead called it the storming of the Bastille.
Very good.
Yeah, not bad, is it, mate? Not
bad. Already writing.
Already writing at the age of 12. Would have been a good writer for Tim Vine, that, I think. Basically, what that was the bath was the prison, because it was a prison.
Right.
And my friend John was in the bath, and me and the other John went and stabbed him. And then we shouted, "Vive la Révolution," which is French for "Long live the revolution."
And the knives in that video, are they real knives?
I'm going to say not. I think I was a big fan of Peter Pan, which is a whole different story, but I had a lot of daggers when I was a child. Made of rubber, I think.
In this video, what I love the most is, because at the start of it, it's just quite manic, and I'm like, which one's Reardon? Yeah. And then right at the end, it's just your face, like...
Yeah, staring into the camera.
Staring into the camera as in, I just did a great job. One take.
You could also see, I don't know what was going on with my hair, but there's just a big clump of hair sticking out the side of my head, which has appeared in all the photos from between the ages of 11 to 17 with me.
If you want to see the video, by the way, it will be on the Facebook page. I'd sooner forget this. So all right, great. So that's part one.
That's part one of the sequel.
Oh, it's a horrible sound.
It is a horrible sound. Yeah, so as you can see, we're very good historians, and that's a representation of the drought. Could you tell?
Well, not really, because how do you represent a drought? By standing in a shower shouting the word rain?
Yeah, I'll say it was far-fetched, I'll say that. The idea was that, I'm not sure how it actually happened, to be honest, historically, but the French Revolution occurred in, for people who don't know, it occurred in between 1789 and 1799. And there must have been a drought at the time, which isn't actually related to anything political at all. It's just weather, innit?
Yeah.
But there was a drought, and that meant that people didn't have any food, which is where the famous phrase, let them eat cake, comes from. There is actually another video that's been lost in the web of me and my friend scrabbling around on the floor for a small piece of bread. But that didn't make the cut in terms of quality.
What I love is that you seem to have basically decided on some of the most offensive parts of the, or totally misunderstood what's a fair representation.
Yeah, I mean, we were doing this in an ensuite bathroom, pretending that we didn't have any water and we were breaking into a prison. So,
oh, is that what the shower cubicle is also a prison?
Oh, no, that's not the prison. Well, I suppose it's the prison of drought, isn't it, Daryl? Don't even know what that means.
Yeah,
just go for it. So the best thing about that video is that if you watch it on Facebook, you'll see that in the reflection of the shower, you can see my sister holding up the phone filming it. Don't know if you picked up on that. That's
no, but we need to rewatch it right now, and okay. I need to spot that.
Did you see the reflection?
Yeah. What kind of phone was this being recorded on? Do you know what? This shows our age difference, because I was going to say, was this filmed on your parents' video recorder?
This would have been a Sony Ericsson that was red. You know the one that used to have the little, like, did you ever have a Sony Ericsson?
I didn't ever have a Sony Ericsson personally, but I remember people having them.
Yeah, I had one in year 7, and then it got nicked by a friend, and then I brought another one, and it was a good phone, mate. You used to download things like Now You're Gone by Bass Hunter.
Your friend who nicked your phone?
Yeah, well, it's never been proven.
Did he start using that phone?
No, I don't know what he did. He was about 2 years older than me, and yeah, I mean, I have to say, I've got no evidence that he stole the phone, apart from a hunch. My mum thought he stole it as well, so that's something, isn't it?
This is almost identical to the story of my best friend stealing my favourite Pokemon card.
That happened the same... Wait, which card?
Raichu, shiny Raichu.
Okay. It happened to my brother with a Pokemon card with Ancient Mew.
What is it about best friends nicking Pokemon cards evidence?
They're worthy. They're valuable, aren't they?
Yeah.
Did you find the card again?
No, but I visited that friend. He'd moved to Manchester after this.
Just to get away from you.
Yeah. The fuzz was onto him. So yeah. He moved to Manchester. I visited him and he went out to see some of his friends. And I searched his bedroom trying to find the card. Oh. Didn't find it. Found a stack of other Pokemon cards. Took the lot.
Did you? No, you didn't.
Yeah.
Sneaky. How many cards are in the pack?
Maybe about 30.
Did you then try and trade them with him later on?
No.
Did he find out?
No.
He didn't find out?
No, I think he had like stopped collecting them at that point.
You were 30 years old.
Yeah. You're not even 30 now.
Yeah, I don't know why I say that.
Great. We need to see the third part of this trilogy, then.
Yeah, so we're all waiting for the grand finale, aren't we?
From 1789 to 1799, my life's complete misery. All of this was caused by the French Revolution. The French Revolution was not right for France at the time. King Louis should not have been executed.
Why did we just not let them eat cake?
Thank God it's over.
I mean, if that doesn't make sense, I don't know what does.
My favourite bit of that video is that you do the classic kids thing of, for whatever reason, kids will do a sketch and then sing Celebration.
Really? No.
Pete, I did it at school. Yeah, loads of people did it, as well as Everybody Dance Now.
Everybody Dance Now, that's a good song, yeah.
Why have you got a jumper wrapped around your head?
I think you'll find it's a sarong, actually. I have no idea, Daryl. It might be, I think it's meant to be Marie Antoinette, and I think she was a French woman, and she liked wearing sarongs on her head. I think it's historically accurate, or I'm just wearing a turban of some sort.
Yeah, I didn't want to say that it looks like it could accidentally be offensive.
Yeah, there is every chance that what we're doing was immoral. But the surprising thing about that video is how high our voices are. See, when you're young, I don't know if you... Did you ever notice your voice getting deeper?
No.
See, it's one of those things. You don't notice your voice getting deeper, just like you don't notice yourself getting taller. Well, I mean, you do when you look in a mirror, but you can't feel it.
It's like when you have a pet cat, right? Because when it's getting bigger, you don't notice it getting bigger. And then someone else will see it and be like, oh, wow, your cat's got big.
Yeah. It's when you look at something every day, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
It's surprising hearing my voice so low, so high there. Well, did you ever have a thing at school called a Florence?
No.
So when did your voice break?
I honestly can't remember. I must have been maybe... I think maybe like... What's normal? 12?
Maybe 14, I think. I reckon 14 for me, because I was 12, 13 there. So a Florence was when you had a high voice and it was breaking, so it was going deeper. But then every now and again, you would go really high. So you'd say something like, my name is Reardon Dean Jackson.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? And that was a Florence for some reason, because my school was obsessed with European things. Not relevant at all, that. But interesting nonetheless.
so these videos, after you had made them, what did you do with them? Were they shown to your whole class?
We did a presentation, and we would have had to stand in front of the class and play these out loud. But as you can tell from the videos, we were absolute lads, so we wouldn't have cared what grade we got. But I do know what grade I got.
What'd you get?
What'd you think? Just from the videos. Remember that there was probably two more videos, and a top class speech as well.
For the project, you had to make a video, or did you...
You had to make a video.
You had to... Oh, okay. See, I thought you were, like, going out of your way to make a video.
I think everyone... Yeah, everyone made a video.
I'm grading you a C.
Oh, man. No, we got a B.
Nice. Yeah, well done.
No, not bad, eh? Totally undeserved, but fair enough, I think. I enjoyed doing it. Didn't do history after that again, but I learned a lot about the French Revolution that has helped me in my life.
How do you feel like rewatching those videos?
Well, I'm surprised that we didn't get in trouble for the videos, because I think you could see quite clearly that they were taking the mickey.
Yeah, I think seeing celebration at the end
and calling it storming of the Bastille, which the teacher probably just was tired of hearing puns like that. Yeah, I'm surprised that we got a B, actually. I think we probably didn't deserve a B.
So, the two guys in the video with you, do you still hang out?
No, but not because of the video, I don't think. We remained very good friends for a long time. They were both called John, and I don't know what they're up to now. One of them, they're both working, and they were both close friends in my tutor group, which was the Seven Oak Lads. There was a bit of a fight about the groups for this project. There was five of us in our lad group. I say lads with the loosest sense. And there was me, John Pears, John Duffy, Doug Still, and Enoch Wong. We had to be in groups of three for the project. Doug and Enoch, sorry lads, but they didn't make the cut. They had to go together, and they had to get an outsider in.
I remember that. I know that feeling.
You know when you're assigned a project either in pairs or in a group in class and you just instantly look at your mates and you go, we know what's happening.
Yeah.
We know this is just going to be absolute great fun and we might do a bit of work. And the second that the teacher said this, we all would have looked together and we would have just decided somewhere in our heads something that would have pissed us off that day with Doug and Enoch meant that we just didn't want to be with them. I mean, they got an A in the project. That was the saddest thing. I remember they getting an A and I was like, oh, should have gone with them. But yeah, it was fun. And we had a sleepover after where we would have got high. No,
at 12?
I was going to say we got high on sugar, but I just forgot to say the on sugar bit.
Right, sorry. I was like, what?
No, not high. Definitely not high. We would have gone to the shop and probably bought terrible amounts of Relentless, the drink.
Yeah.
Monster and sweets. And we would have just stayed up all night. watching back our great videos.
Did you make other videos like before?
Yeah.
So what other kind of things would you make?
Well, I didn't make any. Well, I made one around that time with my sister and brother. My sister, the cameraman in that video there, a camera woman, she was the camera woman again for the next video, which was me and my brother at my grandpa's flat in Poundbury. It's Prince Charles's town, model town. It's near Dorchester.
Right, okay.
And he had a penthouse flat. And have you ever watched Friends?
Yeah.
And you know the theme tune?
Yeah, yeah.
Which is, I won't sing it, but it's a good theme tune. And me and my brother basically had a teddy bear, which belonged to my grandpa. And we had a tug of war with the teddy bear. And we played the Friends theme tune over the top. We sent it to all of our cousins. And I've never seen it again. I don't know where it's gone. It's probably on an old phone somewhere. And at some point in the future, in the apocalypse, someone will pick up that phone and watch it and think the humans weren't as clever as they thought they were.
In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAG10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
The weird thing with a lot of these videos that were recorded onto like old phones and photos on old phones is that there was no like universal way of backing up anything.
Yeah.
I've got like stuff on my old phone which is gone forever. You know, like text messages that I'd love to read again.
Really, yeah.
But the phone's gone and like now it's all backed up.
Yeah, I remember I dropped my phone down a toilet once and I had to fish it out and it was broken and I lost everything. And we had my family had a flood when I was 14, and we lost computers and quite a lot of stuff. So, I've got not much from like that sort of era.
Did you still have the camera that these videos are on? Like, how were you able to get a hold of these?
They were saved on my dad's work computer, amongst his actual work. And there's a lot of things on that old computer that I found when I was looking for things. Yeah, they were just on there. There's a lot of things. I was searching through my dad's emails and I was searching through old emails and I would just find random projects that I'd sent him about mountains and geography and French speaking from year seven and further back. There was one thing I was looking for, which was a comedy script that I wrote in year six with a mate.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, which involved us going in front of reception class and throwing rats at them. Fake rats. Yeah. Toy rats. But I couldn't find that, and it wasn't on the Channel 4's greatest comedy moments, so that's a shame, isn't it?
So is your dad a real collector of stuff like that? Does he back
up
everything?
No, he's just really lazy and doesn't delete them.
Yeah, is it the same computer then? Has he had the same computer for years?
Yeah, he's academic, so he's quite stubborn about that kind of thing. You know, he's got about probably well over a million emails on his computer.
Wow.
Again, I've got no evidence, but it's roughly.
Is that even possible?
No, it is. I've searched the archive for things in the past, and you can go on his archive and you can find loads of things. Yeah, he gets a lot a day. He gets about 200 emails a day.
Right, I can see that building up.
Yeah. So it's the same computer, And him and my mum are those kind of people that have just got all the files loose on a desktop.
Oh, that makes me feel uncomfortable.
Yeah. And if someone had OCD, they would hate it. And it means finding things is an absolute pain.
Yeah, when it comes to files on a computer, I'm very OCD with
yeah,
that.
Yeah.
Everything's so well organized.
Really?
But I've got like all things back. I was the one who backed up everything on like my old parents' computer and brought it all.
Really?
Back. Yeah, I've got like MSN chat logs.
No, you haven't.
Yeah.
You can't access them anymore unless you have the same computer. Yeah, so the only way you could do it is through the same computer.
For whatever weird reason, my computer had something saving it into a different format. Basically, they're readable and they are uncomfortable.
Yeah, I can imagine. How old were you when you had MSN?
16.
That's when you got it, yeah.
Yeah.
See, I would have had it when I was about 11, maybe 10.
So how old are you, Raiden?
21.
21, yeah. So I'm 27. So the internet was literally just becoming like part of everyone's lives.
Yeah.
Whereas you probably can't remember it not being around.
I can just remember it. So at the end of primary school, I didn't have it. And I remember getting Facebook when I was 13 and thinking this is the way that I would spend quite a lot of my evenings in the future.
Yeah.
Just on there. Chatting up girls, I'm not going to lie.
See, I signed up to Facebook for a joke.
Yeah, I got Bet to do it, yeah.
Yeah, we all had MySpace. We thought,
no, you didn't.
Yeah,
did you?
Yeah, well, that was back when MySpace was such a big deal. Yeah, so talking about Facebook, do you not even have these two Johns on Facebook?
I have one of them. I have one of them. But not because of any break problems in the friendship. Because I went for a period without Facebook twice. So I used to be on Facebook till I was about 17.
Yeah.
I left it for a year. I told everyone that I'd completed it. And then I realized that I was slowly losing all my friends and went back on it at the end of school.
Wow. You felt like you were losing your friends because you didn't have Facebook.
Yeah, a little bit. I remember once I came back after the summer of year 12. And there was this one guy who I wasn't massively close to, but there was probably about a group of 15 boys that used to hang around together. And he was a distant one in the group, but he said, I forgot that you existed. So I got back on it for about 4 months, quit it again, came back as Adulterapt.
Right.
Do you know who that is?
No.
He is a Moroccan footballer.
Right.
Who used to play for my football team, QPR, UARs. And I came back with his name and I added everyone in my school year as Adulterapt, forgetting that they wouldn't know that it was me. And so they all ignore my requests. And then I decided to change my name to Ridden Dean Jackson. But then obviously I'd already sent the request, so they forgot about it.
Wow, that is
stupid. Sad, isn't it? It's very sad. Did you ever delete Facebook?
No.
So you've got pictures on there since you were 16.
Yeah.
Really?
I've got the backlog, man.
I can get it, but only through my sisters and a couple of friends. Accounts.
Oh, because your old accounts still exist.
No, it doesn't. It's just that there's pictures of me. So I can only get pictures and videos that were on my friends' accounts that haven't deleted their accounts.
Got you.
Yeah. I was a bit of an idiot.
So Ridden suddenly decided to show me a photo on Facebook, which I do not understand. And it's from 2012.
From 2012. So this would have been when I was just on Facebook, and it might have been one of the reasons that I was scarred for life concerning Facebook. So my friends used to spend a lot of time at school in freeze and lunchtime on the computers on Facebook messing around, and I had one friend called Troy who, as you can see, as viewers will see when we put this on Facebook, quite the artist with editing and Photoshop. And there's a picture of me, my brother and sister on holiday in Turkey just by the side of the pool. And my sister's in a bikini and my brother's in a sort of Ringo sort of inflatable ring. And there's me there. And my friend Troy decided to Photoshop my face onto my brother and sister's face. And then Photoshop my sister's chest onto my chest. Leaving us with a very strange combination of triplets.
It is so weird.
And the weird thing is that I don't even think that looks massively like me.
No, I didn't know. No, I'll be honest. When you first showed me it, I was like, who's this picture of?
I was showing you some random people with the same face.
I thought you was... I know. Yeah, that does not look... I think it's being a fellow glasses wearer as well.
Yeah, I didn't start wearing glasses till about 2013.
Right, so you don't seem like you were that uncomfortable showing me that video.
I am not that uncomfortable purely because it's so far back, back in time. I would have been much more uncomfortable with the video of us doing the presentation. So standing in front of my friends. But that I can just laugh at because I can blank out the fact that we actually showed that to other human beings.
Yeah, that if you forget that, then it's just you and your mates hanging out.
Yeah, I mean, this is going to be embarrassing now that people are going to see these videos that I work with now. That's embarrassing. I suppose I'm trying to blank that out at this very moment. And John and John are going to see this as well and think, why has he brought this up? We're not even friends anymore.
Or maybe they'll be like, we need to start making films again.
Yeah, there's other historical things that we need to completely destroy.
So normally I'd wrap up here, but what I want to do is, just because you told me that you had something else which doesn't quite fit the normal bill of something you made, but I feel like people need to experience this.
This is probably why the videos aren't as embarrassing to me, because nothing comes close to the embarrassment of what I'm about to show you. Now, I need to put a warning on this. People might think that I'm showing off in some way, and they might think, oh, why has he brought that up? He's just trying to boast about something. But I can tell you, it is the most excruciating, embarrassing thing I've ever seen. One of the reasons that I'm doing comedy is purely so that when people type my name into Google, they don't see this link.
So this is the first thing that comes up. What we're about to hear is the first thing that comes up if people search your name.
Yes, that is horrible. And you haven't seen this, Daryl, have you?
No, but I will say, what this also tells me is that you have Googled your own name.
Yeah. I'm a strange mixture of self-conscious and arrogant or whatever.
Right, let's see it.
Okay.
So it's a article on what website is this?
This is an article on the Exmouth Journal, the local paper in my hometown.
And early you made it sound as if you and your friends were like, "Wee, lads, like didn't care about school." The name of this article, 11A stars for Reardon.
Yeah, I went through a period as a bit of a loner. This was after the French Revolution. So it tells the story of why I did so well. Okay, so it'll all come together. So, bloody hell, Daryl, this is the most excruciating thing. I'm reading this out in public to people. I've tried to stop people seeing this for the last 6 years. Okay. 11A stars for Reardon. An Exmouth teenager is celebrating after gaining 11A star grades in his GCSEs, having taken them a year early. Reardon Dean Jackson, 15, attends Colleton Grammar School, where pupils take the exams at the end of year 10. Reardon's grades included a 100% score in biology, false, the guy is just not very good at research there, as well as A stars in maths, English, chemistry, physics, French, German, history, business studies, and RE. Reardon's achievement is made all the more remarkable as he had to do much of his revision without electricity after the family home was flooded. Reardon, who plays cricket for the Budley Salterton youth team and Woodbury men's team, said, "We were in Egypt when we got a call from my grandma saying a pipe had burst and the house had been flooded. Having been told the damage would take several months to fix, Reardon's family had brief stays at the Beacon Hotel and at a house in Budley Salterton before moving to a house in Yettington, which had no electricity or internet. I had a lot of time on my hands, so I just worked really hard, without the internet or Facebook to distract me, although I didn't play as much cricket as I'd have liked," said Reardon. "My teachers were really supportive and my family gave me peace and quiet. I've been predicted to do well, but it was still a bit of a shock to get these grades." Reardon, who hopes to become a journalist when he is older, was joined in his achievement by his sister Kira, who achieved A's at AS level, despite having to take her exams the week after the family's house was flooded. Their father, Mark Jackson, said, "We were a bit displaced for some time, and Reardon and Kira both did fantastically well in adversity." Reardon now plans to return to do his A-levels before going on to university. So that's the most embarrassing thing that exists in the whole of the world about me.
Wow. the description of it being adversity. Yeah. What I also love is because they're like pitching it as, you know, you fought for adversity, yeah, and you know, you fought for a flood, but it's the bit where you say, we're in Egypt. So
we were living a tough life, right? I had a tough childhood, there was gangs, there was violence, but we did get a nice week away in the sun at Christmas. it's a bit of a lie.
What's a lie?
The no electricity. The truth is, the house flooded, we stayed at a hotel for about 2 weeks, which sounds great and it was pretty great, but then we moved to a house in Sidmouth, which was again all right. Then we finally moved to a house in the middle of Woodbury Common, which is a sort of, it's not a town, there's nothing really there, it's sort of a field land. And there was it was a nice house, but it wasn't very well put together.
Right.
So there was a cesspit, and the internet wasn't great. And one day farmers blocked off the electricity and the water supply to the house by mistake.
So, oh, right, by mistake. I was like, yeah. What have you done to the farmers?
No, they're just pricks around there. So for about 24 hours, we had no water. And for about 2 days, we had no internet. We had no electricity for about an hour.
Oh, no.
Yeah. But I have to say, this is just spin at its worst. Because I would not have said these lies. I'm not a lie sprawler.
What would have budding journalist really said?
He would have said something along the lines of, this young man did well after a bit of issues, I guess. I don't know. It wouldn't have been a very good journalist.
When this first came out, how did you feel at the time?
Oh, yeah, I cried in my room. Yeah.
What, you were happy?
No, with embarrassment.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because the school sent an email to the newspaper saying, this guy's done well. You have to... Yeah, you could... They always did a feature on people that did well in their GCSEs in my area. I don't know if they did it in yours.
Yeah.
And so they picked me. And it happened to a couple of other people that I know. So... And I was pretty non-compliant with the journalist, who I felt sorry for, because... I mean, he dragged me out to take this photo.
I see that hair tuft.
Yeah, you see the hair tuft? Yeah. So that would have been the morning that I got the results at school, I think it would have been. No, I think it was in my house. I think it was in front of my house. It's terrible because for the next 6 years, people have just searched my name in Google, whether it's friends or my girlfriend, and they found that. And it's brought back all these memories that are pretty haunting.
And why does it make you now feel bad? Because I think it's an amazing achievement. Like, you should be really proud of this article. Yeah,
I suppose I'm proud of the achievement, but I'm not... I don't think that it should have been publicised. I don't know. I feel like maybe it was... People will probably think it's a bit arrogant or something. And I don't like the fact that I am telling a few lies in the thing. And, yeah, as we said, my hair looks a bit weird. I'm not vain at all. I don't care about that. But I just feel like it's just cringy that people could see it. I wouldn't like people to know this. If people ask me, I'd tell them, but I wouldn't like to shout about it. I wouldn't like to shout about an achievement like that.
What's quite nice about this as well is that, like, I'm really happy that we looked at this and that video.
Yeah.
Just because they're quite contrasting.
Yeah, they are, yeah.
Because I feel like the video is how I think... don't let me put words into your mouth, but the video feels like how you wanted to be perceived at school.
Yeah.
But the article is what you actually were like. Like, you must have enjoyed learning, right?
For a certain amount of time, yeah. I would say between the years 10 and 12, I was a hard worker. That's what school is all about, isn't it? Trying to fit in or trying to come across a certain kind of individual, but really not being that individual and being totally opposite. Is that not true?
Yeah, it's weird, isn't it? That, yeah, like at school, if you're like into learning, like,
yeah,
that is like the worst possible, yeah, thing.
I mean, this did not help me get any girls.
Oh, yeah.
Although, to be fair, there's other things that didn't help that either.
Amazing, Reardon. Thank you so much for sharing both of those
right.
things.
Thank you for letting me.
What on the level of 1 in 10 of uncomfortable, yeah, how do you feel right now?
Right now, I feel about 8. When I listen to this, I'm going to be at but full-blown tattoo. It's going to be horrible.
Braden, if people would like to find out more about you, or say, do you have a Twitter?
I don't have Twitter, no, but you can search Reardon Dehan Jackson into Google and get the article. Alternatively, you can search Reardon DJ on YouTube and you can see a couple of videos of me doing stand-up. And also me and another comedian called Stasher Buckle run a gig in Bristol called Blue Mustard Comedy. So if you want to check that out, that is on Facebook and Twitter at Blue Mustard Com.
And that is an amazing night.
It's a fun night, yeah.
Right, so thank you for listening. This has been I'd Sooner Forget This. Make sure that you follow me on Twitter at I'd Sooner Forget and the Facebook page I'd Sooner Forget This. You've got to this week just so that you can see the videos and photos of Reardon. and make sure that you subscribe to the podcast if you haven't. Share it with your friends. Give me a little review and have a lovely week. Thank you so much for listening. Bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.